Okay, you guys, I'm gonna attempt again to make this short, partly because I have a personal interest in doing that. I'm freezing to death. You know, it's so cold. I put long jeans on, and I'm usually out here with shorts and a t-shirt in most kinds of weather, but it got 20 degrees colder today. So, you know, we're doing these latest videos talking about the five clues that consciousness can change physical events, human behavior, the mood and attitude of other people, even if they don't know you're doing anything. And why is that important? Because we've got a situation in the world right now that is fairly advanced, where the rulers are going along with this very destructive agenda that has a negative impact on all of us, has caused many people to leave their bodies and go into some other existence. They're no longer here. And it's targeting the whole biosphere. So we're part of that biosphere, all the life on the planet. It'd be nice to turn it around. I'm not after hurting or destroying any of the rulers that are doing this. I'm after waking them up. Because just think what a change that would be. So I think we're so far along with it that physical action alone is not sufficient. And any destructive physical action I'm against. So what does that leave us with limited time to turn it around? If you've been following what's going on in the world, you know time is of the essence right now. And positive changes are needed. And what I see after looking at this for decades and analyzing the global rulers and the power structure that's hidden from the public and all the way up to the top human levels and beyond, which I've encountered directly. So I feel like that gives me an obligation to see what can be done with it and share it with you to help empower you, make you aware that you're this completely amazing, unlimited, non-physical being temporarily living in a physical costume, which is your so-called real physical body. You're going to find out when you leave it, when you do what's called dying, that you don't disappear, you're still there, just in a different shiny new costume, depending on what kind of energy you're carrying. So anyway, to keep this short, the first clue was Ho'oponopono. The second one was the Emoto water experiment, which has implications for a lot more than water. The third one, which I wanted to mention today, is the fact that meditation practice, which Dr. Cousins has been talking about in the numerous studies that he's encountered and read, that meditation in big cities with violent crime has radically lowered the crime rate temporarily, while the project to meditate on harmony and peace and nonviolence went on after it, the crime went back up. But it was enough to demonstrate that focused intention, if the feeling is there, not just the idea, that changes physical scenarios, it changes other people's activities. Because bear in mind, it changed the behavior of violent criminals. They weren't in on the meditation experiment consciously. They didn't think, wow, let's try to see if I can be spiritually stopped from a carjacking or a murder or something. They didn't know about it, and it affected them anyway. This was not taking away their free will. Some people object to things like that. But this wasn't that at all. This was giving them a boost, a support of emotional energy to get more in touch with who they really are, because nobody's really, and I know this is controversial, and I know a lot of people have shut me off because of it. Nobody's really a criminal at the root of it. We're all spirit. We all came from one source. There are people that remember that, not as a belief or a religion, but they remember it, or they can access it to some degree now. And you have that ability. You have that complete ability. You have all the abilities. It's what I call your forgotten normal state. So the fact that this meditation experiment, which happened numerous times, partly with transcendental meditation, but I think there were others too. They measured the crime rate drop, and it was every time, not a random coincidence, which, by the way, doesn't exist. It's just that you don't know the variables, but that wasn't this case. This was direct correlation, clear causation. And what it says is not that you can affect the behavior of other people in your world at any distance, but that you're doing that now. We're all doing that now. We're just doing it in ways that are sloppy and scattered, haphazard, and we're not directing it. We're not making use of that ability that we've got, and we could be. So my suggestion is, let's wake up and use our abilities consciously and get them all back. They're not some weird, evil, black magic thing. They're part of normal abilities, like moving your arms and legs, right? Those are not evil. That's part of who you are. It's just that most of our normal abilities have been lost. And we came from an amazing source, and we're made out of that. We're not made out of some garbage. The image of God is not junk. So there's a lot to say about that. But for now, sufficient to just mention that focused intent with feeling in meditation can reduce violent crime. It has over and over and over. It's not a question. So why is that not being used everywhere? Because we're throwing our energy around and our attention around, and we're meditating all the time, but it's on stuff that we worry about. We're praying all the time, but we're saying, what if this happens and what if that happens? And, you know, so we are manifesting. You already know how to do that. You're already doing it. You're practicing 24 hours a day, and so am I. And we're just not making the best use of it, to put it mildly. And the world needs us. The world needs you. You're really important. You're really important. And you're an amazing being. And I'm just letting you know the programming that you're fed about all your limitations and how, you know, you're bad and you're destroying the world for various reasons. I don't want to get banned, so I won't go into that right now. I want this posted on all platforms. I think it's safe to say the programming is not true. Oh, we got some wild animals coming to join the video. Javelinas, 10 feet behind the camera. Cool. Hi, how are you doing? You want to come in the camera? Want to say anything? You know what javelinas are? They're like wild boars looking things, but they've got long fur and long noses. They look like boars, pit like wild pigs, but they're supposedly in a different family entirely. Somebody said related to guinea pigs. I mean, this is a big guinea pig. This javelina. Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for coming over. This javelina that I'm talking to, probably 60 pounds. Just kind of curious, not upset. Leisurely walking around looking for things to eat. Anyway, sorry for the diversion. I like wildlife and nature things. What were you saying? Oh yeah, this stuff going on in the world, it's not normal. All these beings that are following orders that are suicidal orders, that they're saying, well, that's how I make my money, you know. I just have to do it. I just have to do all these things that are anti-life, anti-human. No, you don't. And in order for people to have the impulse so that they know that not only do they not have to follow criminal suicidal orders, but they can't. Because if your consciousness even starts coming back, you get this thing, it's called a conscience, and it won't let you intentionally do bad things to people. It wakes you up and said, oh wow, look at what I was doing. Can't do that anymore. Have to be true to who I really am, true to my source that I came from, true to spirit, true to God. God's real. It's not some invented belief system. That came much, much later. The reality that it's God that you came from doesn't depend on any belief or any religion or time or creation, or it existed before that. So did you. I know that you're not supposed to say that, but I have to tell you the truth. We did. If we wake up, the whole destruction game of, you know, ceremonial sacrifice of the biosphere and all that, it's over. Because light is much more powerful. Light is the reality. All this stuff they call evil, it's really nasty, and you have to protect yourself against it the best you can with transitional methods. And that's really important to keep those freedoms. But ultimately, who you are is so much more powerful than anything negative in your life or anywhere else. It's just that idea doesn't do you any good unless you grab onto it and merge with it and actually make it real. So that's what the whole thing is about. We talked about that in our private club meeting last night that, of course, you're invited to if you ever want to come. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. We talked about, what do you do when you get your consciousness back? Well, when you get your consciousness back, it works through you. You don't have to calculate stuff to do. Everything becomes clear and automatic because it has to be in line with your inner guidance, which you have always had, and you can use it. So what we came down to is the ultimate remedy, the force that's much more powerful than any of the conflict garbage and the evil and so-called justice that's going on here, where one side kills the other, then the other side comes back and kills the first side, and it just goes on and on and on in history, making a big mess. That's human history. The sides keep killing each other, and it hasn't solved anything, because we're still in the paradigm of fake justice, where everybody wants the other side punished, and it never ends. What's beyond that? Well, what we came to in the PHC meeting last night is unconditional love. And a lot of other people have realized that. But it's no good as an idea. You got to become it. And that means digging into your unconscious parts of your mind and making them conscious. Get your mind to work in cooperation with you instead of as an opponent, which is where most people's minds are operating right now. It has to get in line. Mind has its own personality, and it listens to you. You're not the mind. You're not the body. You're the person who's using them both, but thinking that they're you, and they're not. But they're conscious. They came from the same source. Everything that came from the original source is conscious in some form, even if it doesn't look human. That's a big subject. But you bring your mind in cooperation with you, entice it to do things that are helpful instead of getting in your way. And it helps with making the unconscious conscious. And that changes everything. Then you realize, wow, I'm operating through this physical body like an avatar. That's what you're really doing. And I'm using this tool, this interface called mind, to interact with things in this physical world that looks solid. It's not really solid. I have to tell you the truth. A lot of other people have told you that. It's not solid. It's a projection of your consciousness. Not expecting that to be clear from one sentence like that, but it is. That means you have this massive, unlimited power in your hands that you can't access without becoming awake to it. The idea won't do it. You've got to become experientially in touch with it. That's the reason that we decided to start meeting once a week in person. Well, not in person, online, sorry, because we're in all parts of the world. And we're looking for the rest of our family right now. Well, all of us are in one family, whether you have any interest in what we're doing or not. Of course, we're all so closely networked. This is where love your neighbor comes from. It's not a religious idea that invented it. It's because all these apparently different people, they're really yourself in other forms. Same being is behind all of them. So we decided to get together one day a week on Zoom in the private club and help each other wake up. Not in the sense of waking up so that you know what's going, all the bad things happening in the world, That's good awareness, but that's not waking up. Like, I mean, becoming self-aware, not a new belief, not a philosophy, not an idea. I mean, like, for real. Like you feel your arms and legs, but even more real than that. And then letting yourself become a flashpoint for the spread of harmony and peace and heaven on earth. In other words, what should be here, this is a temporary stopping point. The lifespans here right now are ridiculously short, whether it's 20 years or 100 years, or 100 years is nothing. And you realize that by the time you get to the end of it, usually not before. But if you're wise, or you want to be wise, you should realize it now. Every minute you've got is so valuable. Don't throw it away by being scattered with your attention all over the place. The whole job you've got in the middle of all these distractions is to become self-aware. So join us in that effort if you want to, planetaryhealingclub.com. But do it on your own if you want to. It doesn't matter. We just have a supportive environment for that kind of thing. And the nature of who you came from is unconditional love. Beyond that, it's just indescribable. But so is everybody else's origin, even the ones that are playing the part of the bad guys. So our job, if you really understand at a deep level, is not to destroy the bad guys. That's such a low-level understanding. You do that if you need physical self-defense. Of course, you use it. I'm a strong defender of that. But you don't want to be stuck at that level. Once you start getting some of your ability back, you learn that you can change the movie that you're projecting that people call the real world. And people who might be the bad guys can actually lose the interest in being bad guys and bad women and say, wait a minute, how could I ever have done this? This is not who I am. You have the power to wake them up, but you got to start with yourself. That's the rule. There are reasons for that. Anyway, I said I was going to try to make this short. I don't want to make it any longer. So if you're one of the people we're looking for in all parts of the world, then you need to go to planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you have questions about it, feel free to email me, richard@lostartsradio.com. I've been working on recovery from an attack due to the work that we're doing. Very close to being totally back now. And I was at the club meeting last night, the weekly club meeting, on camera. I've been calling in since I've been blocked for a while. But I think we're getting into a more active phase. And if you're in any part of the world and you have any idea what I'm talking about and you relate to it and you want to be part of it, join us at planetaryhealingclub.com. And I read all the emails. And if I have time, I'll answer one either in email or on a video, or certainly in the club meetings. We can go into all kinds of interesting health information, and mostly, though, the work is focus and consciousness and how to change what you're manifesting in your life to what is going to be good, not all the garbage that we're dealing with now. Time for self-transformation, which is what you have to do if you want to help really heal the world, which I hope you want. So do it with us. Join us. I'll be there in person on Zoom once a week. I hope I'll see you. Value yourself. Value your time. Make the best of it. We'll be done with this in a flash. Look back and be happy what you did. I'll see you soon.